Yeah, because we're going to do it now. I call the ordinance committee at 6:05. First on the docket is the acceptance of the minutes for the meeting held on March 4th. I'll second that. All those in favor? Aye, 2-0, one abstaining. Number one is PCO 21-18, an ordinance to amend section 4-13, keeping and feeding wildlife. This is for second passage. Councilman Ricks.
Request favorable action for second passage.
Do we have any comments from the committee? Any questions or comments from the council? Any questions or comments from the public? Any comments from the public? Do I hear a motion? It's been moved and second. All those in favor? Aye. 3-0. Thank you. Number two is PCO 4-19, an ordinance prohibiting traffic from Evergreen from turning westbound on Palavian. Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I request that the this get amended to make Pavilion, eliminate the Pavilion a one-way, and I ask that council go ahead and read the amendment.
The amendment would just be that we will delete section 2 of this bill, of this ordinance that's currently up for second passage, and to redesignate section 3, section 2 in this place. But we would be deleting section 2, which would turn Pavilion into a one-way. That was not the intent. We cleaned up the other items with the resolution at the last meeting. So just delete section 2.
Do I have any questions on that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So this is a housekeeping item, correct?
Yes, it is, Mr. Chairman.
I just want to eliminate that. All right. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Okay, so this will bring it back to first passage. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Councilman?
If I could just say, Mr. Chairman, to this committee, I want to thank you and my colleagues on the council. I want to thank you for your time and patience on this issue. I know that it's come up a few times. I realize it's going back to first passage. But the purpose, and just to make some clarification, Evergreen will stay two-way, Pavilion will stay two-way. The restriction would be taking a left turn onto Pavilion from Evergreen. And the purpose of keeping the Evergreen area a two-way is for the businesses at that corner so they can still have full access to do with to go ahead and fully conduct their business, being a catering company or a landscaping company that is there. So we're basically, as council said, we dotted the I's and slashed the T's, and we're good to go now. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman.
I would move that we amend the PCO 419 to delete section 2, the changes to section 2.
All right. Do we have a second?
Second.
It's been moved and second. A vote on the amendment. Aye. All right. And then do we have a vote as amended? It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor? Aye. Thank you. Third on the docket is PCO 19-18, an ordinance in regards to working without a building permit. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is legislation that we so desperately need. What's happening here in the city of Warwick and actually throughout the state is we constantly deal with what I labeled many, many years ago in my capacity on the Contractors Registration Board as outlaw contractors. And these are contractors that, amongst other things, are constantly working without building permits. They don't take out the permits. They just go and start doing whatever it is that they please. Many cases, these are not your top-of-the-line contractors either. And they're going out and they're performing work without permits. They're performing electrical work, plumbing work, HVAC work. They're not within the codes that are required by the state and the city. Sometimes it's very difficult to catch up with them after or to get them to correct the deficiencies. And the fine that is in place now is no deterrent to taking out a permit. It's up to $250 is what's in place now. That's not a deterrent. I took out a permit the other day, and it was $469. So if that fine is $250, you know, certainly would be in my temptation or someone else's temptation to roll the dice and say, you know what, if I get away with it a couple times, I'm going to be saving a lot of money. But in the meantime, we're putting people in harm's way. And equally important is it puts a strain on our building official and our building inspectors because they have to go out there and chase down these jobs, look and see who's working without permits. And then when they get on the job site, then it becomes even worse because now they have to deal with all the deficiencies that have occurred on customers' or property owners' property. So I have met with the state building commissioner on this. I've also met with the DBR people and had explained to them what we have going on here for these issues in enforcement. This result you see in this legislation is the result of my sitting down with our building official, Mr. DeCourt, who is going to speak to it in a little while, to bring us into the realm of what you see before you tonight. So it gives several bites at the apple. It's going to deal with the contractor on a first offense, a second offense. And if you get to that point where in the city of Warwick, you are found working without a permit three times in a year, you are willingly, knowingly breaking the law. You're a habitual offender. And you are also putting our residents, all of our constituents, not just mine, all of your constituents as well, in harm's way for these unscrupulous outlaw contractors. And I believe that it's important for us to take the high road on this and say, you know what? In the city of Warwick, if you're going to do business here in the city of Warwick, you're going to do it the right way. And if you don't, then there's going to be some significant ramifications, both financially as well as whether or not you're allowed to continue to pull permits in the city of Warwick. So I ask for your support on this. These are issues that we have talked about in the past, and I think what you have before you today is a good, responsible piece of legislation, and hopefully we're going to get to the point where at some point down the road we're not going to be spending as much time chasing down outlaw contractors, and we'll be able to spend more time on dealing with other things in the building official's office, like getting permits out a lot faster, like getting inspections done a lot faster, like dealing with minimum housing issues a lot faster, which is a lot more important than chasing down outlaw contractors because they know it's in their interest to skirt the law because the fine is only maybe $250. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And again, I want to thank you, Councilman Lattiser, for doing the legwork on this and working with our building department. As you mentioned, that this is an issue. It's across the state, but here in Warwick as well. This is safety concerns. Also helps get to our building inspectors. Instead of chasing these people down, they can go out and address the minimum housing issues that every council person hears on this. So, Councilman Corley.
Okay, so
in fines, and before I answer that question, Mr. Chairman, I do need to ask for an amendment on this. A fine is something that we are controlled by state law on, and penalty the same. But with a fee, we can charge administrative fees according to what we deem is necessary in order to effectuate people complying with the law. So the fines, we are restricted to what the state imposes as law, and administrative fees we can apply as to what we feel is a necessary remedy to get contractors to comply. And as I said earlier, I have spoken with the State Building Commissioner on this, and I've also spoke to a representative from DBR / Contractors Registration Board.
Okay. Well, I'm confused because I'm looking at that. What you just said seems to tell me that fines are set by the state and penalties also, even though we're adding penalties into this ordinance. And what I think you're trying to do is have the fee be where the pain is felt by the contractor in their wallet, because it will be going up for a first offense, second offense, and third offense, so that the actual collection would come through the fee. Why is it that we have to have the word penalty inserted?
Well, first of all, I don't see any problem with having the word penalty there. I don't see where it's disingenuous to what our intent is, and I don't see any problem with it being there.
Well, I was just trying to determine, I understand what a fine is. I don't know what the separate penalty is for action or a lack of action by the contractor.
Okay.
I don't know what fines are. I don't know what penalties are other than necessary roughness.
Okay, so in the light of that, I'll defer to our council solicitor. If that word penalty were to be taken out, does that have any change in the effect or the intended effect of this legislation? And before I suggest we do take it out, I want to hear from a building official as well. Counselor? No, listen, I want to hear you first.
My reading of it is that the language we're talking about with penalty is around the structure that is already in place that's coming from the state. So I think it's a separate, I'm not sure it has any change or impact on whether it's there or not as it relates to what the state aspect of this, the other items that you're adding on the processing fees.
Correct.
Is a separate component.
Okay, thank you. Before Mr. DeCourt speaks, Mr. Chairman, I want to make an amendment in line 6 on the first page, section 8-1. Instead of saying penalty, it needs to say penalties. I think that actually goes to speak to what Councilman Corley is asking about in the penalty. It's just keeping that language consistent. For failure to obtain building, comma, insert comma after building, scratch out the word permit, plumbing, comma, electrical and mechanical permits. And that is a housekeeping issue that Mr. DeCourt has requested because, just to make it clear, because he gets the excuses from, you know, the outlaws that get caught working without permits that, oh, I didn't know we needed one for electrical, I didn't know we needed one for plumbing or whatever. So this is just a housekeeping issue to clarify that. The state building code does require those permits.
Okay, and Councilman, that is after building, comma, we're going to do plumbing, electrical, mechanical permit?
Yes, plumbing, period, I'm comma, sorry, comma, electrical and mechanical permits. Permits, plural.
Director.
Good evening. Just going back to the terminology of fines and penalties, my understanding is a fine is assessed by a court of law. A penalty I can assess, but I can't assess a fine. So I think that's why they're both in there. So if we have to go to municipal court, it addresses that.
Thank you.
And getting back to Mr. Councilman Lattisos, this is a statewide issue. Building officials throughout the state are starting to address this and update their penalties and or fines section of their ordinances. This is not a moneymaker. This is a deterrent from the outlaw contractors to come in and do the right thing for the people who are paying them to do their jobs, to do their construction. Over the last 3 years, we've brought in $37,000 in penalties. So that tells me that $250 really isn't doing anything, because I'm a contractor. I'm going to call ahead and say, tell me what your fines are, or I can look online to find out what your penalties are. I'm going to put that into my contract. So like Councilman Lattiser, catch me if you can. So I'm ahead $250 if I do this work without a permit.
Well, that's a good explanation about the difference between fines and penalties, and it makes sense because I know courts issue fines.
Correct.
I did not know that the city could give out penalties. However, a question I have under Section 4 on the second page, shouldn't this be amended to include failure to pay any and all fines or penalties and administrative fees?
Yes, good catch. Councilman Lattiser.
Which one is that on, please?
On Section 4, line 1.
Yes.
After fines or penalties, shouldn't it say and administrative
processing fees?
The administrative processing fees.
You're going to have the same issue on the next step.
Processing,
yes.
So it should be, processing fees should be added if that is the correct terminology for the enhanced collection for people that are scofflaws.
I agree with that. Chairman, I agree with that. So it'd be all fines, comma, penalties, and processing fees assessed. And then
is there another section as well?
Section 4 and Section 5.
Right.
Okay, right at the beginning?
Correct.
And then Section 4, it's actually again midway through the section.
Okay. Obtain applicable permits.
Until such times as our fines.
Good catch. Thank you.
Any more testimony, sir? All right.
Chairman, if I may.
Yep. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. In addition, on line 8, the final word in line 8 is fee, and it seems that word fee is pre-existing. Our changes here referring to the processing fee. So in order for the intent to be enacted here, I would suggest changing the word fee in line 8 of the second page to the word amount, because amount would then encompass the fines, penalties, and processing fees.
Does the sponsor have any objection to that?
No, just, excuse me, through the chair to Councilman Ricks, just read the whole line in totality.
Certainly. So starting on the second page, line 6, it currently reads, with, I believe, the amendment being offered on the floor, it would read all fines and penalties and processing fees assessed under this ordinance are in addition to and not in substitution of the contractor's responsibility to obtain the applicable permits and pay to the city the requisite associated fee. Changing that final word fee to amount would make clear that it's encompassing the fines, penalties, and processing fees, not just the fees alone.
So, Councilman, it'd be amounts plural, correct?
Yeah. Correct.
Yes.
Thank
okay.
you.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'm good with that. Thank you, Councilman Riggs.
Is that accurate? Is there a fee that everyone pays already? And is a processing fee something different that we're addressing
here? Right now, if you're a first offender, you will pay the $250 penalty plus the building electrical, whatever that fee is, and that's where it ends. So we're adding, we're taking that and then adding a processing fee. So now we're combining three instead of just two.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
And the fact that we already have the requisite associated fee, what does that refer to now, since we don't have a processing
fee? We don't have a fee.
Well, number five is, I believe it's brand new. So it's either associated fees or all fees or all amounts. I understand what Councilman Ricks is saying. Just trying to make
Mr. It Chairman, if I may, we don't have fees right now. We're putting fees in. What we have is fines as, how would I say it, as designated by the state. In the building code, they're fines. We're talking about implementing fees, processing fees in addition to the fines. Is that correct, Al?
Fines and penalties.
Correct. Fines are fees and penalties.
Right. Fines are dictated by the state law.
And those are already there.
$500 per offense.
Those are already there.
Yes.
The new is the processing fees and penalties. That's new.
Yeah, it looks like subsection 5 is referring to current cost, the current fee associated with building permits, but changing it to amounts is probably a good idea anyway. Mm-hmm. That way we don't have fee in here.
Right.
Potentially confusing people.
Okay, so you're good with amounts?
Okay. I am.
Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman, also, I'd like to add to this as well, because what we have witnessed here in the city of Warwick since Mayor Solomon has taken the corner office is he took an extremely bold initiative to reel in some of the problems that we're having with building permits and getting these permits issued and getting people to come to Warwick and do business. And that bold initiative was to send one of our building inspectors to get NFPA certified so we don't have these 3 and 4 month delays on the fire code or the fire plan review. That is unprecedented. That is a significant move on behalf of the city of Warwick. And what we're doing here now is we are basically signing on to that initiative again, saying that if you're going to do business here in the city of Warwick, you're going to play by our rules. And our rules require you to have the appropriate building permits. And if you don't, we're going to take this to levels that haven't been experienced in the state. And we're going to take them to the levels that if that's what you want to do, you don't want to pull permits, then get your checkbook out because it's going to cost you. So this is going to be another significant pro-business move here in the city of Warwick. And I can assure you, with the thousands and thousands of registered and licensed contractors that we have in this state who abide by all the rules and all the laws and all the regulations every day, they are going to be extremely grateful to the city of Warwick for taking this initiative. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? All right, we have a couple of amendments here. Do you want to move? Do I have a motion?
I'd like to move to amend the ordinance. Okay. And I was going to have the city solicitor read them in.
So to move this all as one amendment. In line 6, we're changing the word penalty to penalties and deleting the word permit. Excuse me, we're going to insert before the word permit plumbing, electrical, and mechanical, and then change that word to permits. On page 2, line 1, we are deleting the word or, inserting a comma after penalties, and inserting or processing fees. And then we are on line 2, inserting a comma after fines, deleting the word or. Line 3, put in a comma after penalties and inserting the words or processing fees.
Yeah, your numbers are different.
I'm reading off what I have here.
Let's get the language and then we can work on comments.
So we left off. So on line 6, inserting a comma after fines, deleting the word and. Here you have putting a comma after penalties, inserting or processing fees. And in line 8, we're going to delete the word fee and insert in its place the word amount.
We're going to take that as a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor on the amendment?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And as do I have a motion as amended?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor? Aye. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, if I may respectfully request of my colleagues, anyone that would like to co-sponsor on this particular piece of legislation, I would be very appreciative.
Thank you very much. I would like to co-sponsor Councilwoman Travis, Councilman Sinapi, Councilman Corley, Councilman Howe, Councilman Ricks, and we got everybody.
We got everybody.
And then I assume that the council president, but we'll wait for him. And number 4 on the docket is PCO 18-15, Neighborhood Improvement Program, an ordinance that will make landlords responsible for the cost of pickup debris left on the streets by tenants. This is Councilman Lattiser and Councilwoman Travis. Not drafted.
Hold till the second meeting in April 22nd.
Okay. I'll make a motion to hold on behalf of the sponsor to April 22nd. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that closes ordinance at 6:33.
So public safety convening at 6:35 p.m. First, acceptance of minutes from the March 4th, 2019 committee meeting.
Move for acceptance.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then I abstain. And then PCR 16-18, tree damage claims, Councilman McAllister.
Hold to April 22.
Hold till April 22. Is there a motion?
Motion to hold till April 22.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So public safety, all done in 6:36 p.m.
I think we got one thing.
On February 28th, the state elected officials held an open public forum with members of RIAC, DEM, and others, the health department, to discuss this, thus addressing the issues that or the questions we had. As the primary sponsor or the opening sponsor of this, I'm fine with withdrawing this from consideration. Make a motion to withdraw PCR 154-18.
Second.
I'm sorry?
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And PCR 919 is a resolution requesting that the Rhode Island Airport Corporation consider additional factors in its CFR regulations concerning a noise study. It's not drafted. Councilman Rick.
Request to hold to April 22nd.
Request to hold till April 22nd per the sponsor. Motion to hold.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The intergovernmental meeting is closed at 6:40.
Good meeting.
Time is 6:41 p.m. City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order. First, acceptance of minutes from a committee meeting held on February 25th, 2019. Do we have a motion?
Move acceptance of the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next, we have PCO 5-19, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick. Joanna DiCenzo, individually and in her capacity as administratrix of the estate of Joseph DiCenzo and Joseph DiCenzo III, petitioners. Councilwoman Travis. And I believe it's appropriate to move to the floor for the hearing.
I would move that we move it to the floor for a public hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next, PCO 6-19, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick, Great Point Group LLC, petitioner. Councilman Snappy. Do we have a motion for moving it to the full council?
Yes, I move that we move it to the full council for a public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next, PCO 24-18 sub A, an ordinance amending the zoning of the City of Warwick, DT Retail Properties LLC petitioner, Sorghum Development LLC, and Expo Realty LLC owner. This is from Ward 2, and I would request a motion for to move to the full council for second passage. Oh,
I would move
excuse
for favorable
me.
Action on second passage.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Again, any questions from members of the public? Hearing none.
Now I'll move for a favorable action.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Passed. Second favorable action, second passage. Fourth, PCO 1-19 sub A. This is also for second passage. An ordinance amending the zoning of the City of Warwick. Stephen Fairbanks, Chief Investment Officer, PHM Providence, LLC, petitioner. Councilman Howe.
Can you please repeat that, Mr. Chairman?
Certainly. This is PCO 1-19 sub A, up for second passage. An ordinance amending the zoning of the City of Warwick. Stephen Fairbanks, Chief Investment Officer, PHM Providence, LLC, petitioner. I believe this is the relating to the proposed Marriott Residence Inn.
I respectfully and urgently request for a second passage, favorable action.
Do we have a motion for favorable action? Oh, excuse me. Any questions, comments from members of the committee? Members of the council? Members of the public? Again, any questions, comments by members of the public? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
I would move for favorable action on second passage.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Committee adjourns at 6:45.